Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is Prophetess Carmen coming to you again to speak the words of wisdom, truth, love. And I thank Father God even in this hour for this opportunity. I thank God for it being a deliverance for many who will begin to listen in and begin to share their testimonies. I thank God even in this hour for the words of truth, for the words of wisdom and love that God is going to speak forth through me. And I give Father God all the honor, praise, and glory in Jesus Christ's holy name. I just thank him because I love him. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. How move through me, Father God, in a great mighty way. And I thank you even in this hour for this opportunity, Father. As I yield myself unto you, Father God, I know, Father God, that you are Lord over all, and with you all things are possible, even in this hour, Father God, even in this hour as you begin to outpour unto me and your servants, Father God, that are even calling in your servants, Father God, that are all around the world, Father God, that you are pouring out your spirit upon them, even in this hour, girding us up with your truth, girding us up with the weapons, Father God, even increasing our faith ever the more, even in this hour, Father God, we thank you, we give you honor, praise, and glory. in Jesus Christ's holy name. Yes, yes, for God is an awesome God. God is so good. God is so good. And I just, you know, when I think about all the goodness that God has done for me, sometimes we just, there's so many things that God has done, and we just tend to overlook it. Or we just, because it's so much that he's moved in our life, that sometimes we don't even realize it, but every single day we have a testimony. And I love sharing my testimonies of the goodness of God and his mighty moving hand, because God is always moving. And when you get that wave, when you feel that wave, and when you're part of the wave, you know, you just want to give thanks. You just want to give praise. And I thank God even in this hour for, I want to share some testimonies even from years ago. I'm just going to share testimony. And I one of the testimonies I want to share even was just Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. God's miraculous healing power. God's miraculous healing power. God is a healer. God is a healer. And God does wonders. Years ago, over 22 years ago, because of circumstances in my life, things that I did to abuse my body, even I remember doctors saying that there would be a possibility that I would not even be able to have children, you know, and because of the abuse that I had done to my body. And I remember God moving in that situation. It was just a miracle, and the miracles that came forth, of course, are my two daughters. You know, from that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, glory be to your name. I just thank you. I praise you, I adore you, I magnify you. I think about that because of the abuse that I gave unto my body when I was younger. Doctors have said, chances are you wouldn't be able to have children, and to God be the glory. I have two beautiful, loving wives, highly favored daughters of the King, women of God, you know, God's children. And I thank God for me being the vessel to bring them forth through. And I thank God for allowing them to come into this realm, into the earth. And even in the process of that, I just remember just being in labor, you know, with my first daughter that came into the earth. And I was in labor for 3 days, 3 days of labor. And I just remember it was just excruciating. But my daughter came forth, and, you know, I just began to pray. Even when I brought her home from the hospital, she came forth healthy and everything. And just I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and I thank God, you know, tears, I was praying and tears was flowing to the point where tears was all over her. Tears was all over her face. She was just weeks old. And I was thanking God and praying, and God was even bringing forth a healing even in that hour, even for my daughter, you know, and I just thank God for that. And then, you know, then situations happen, and I just remember just even when she was home, like from the hospital several months later, Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for this opportunity, Father, for me to remember even these. Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you. 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 And so even, you know, when she got home, you know, and as a mother, you do everything you can to make sure your babies are okay, you know, you just love them and you. Well, during that process, I remember my husband and I, we were cooking, and you know when you first, you know, have a baby sometime, you know, and I breastfed, so you know, you could be a little exhausted if you're doing everything like you normally do in addition to raising a baby and then, you know, providing the nurturing for your baby. And so we were cooking for ourselves, and so I asked my husband to, you know, watch the food so we just went to sleep. The next thing I know, I heard an angel, I heard Father God, I heard someone say, get up, get up, get up, get up, in this soft, still voice. And I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Love Talk Radio.
And I heard, and it just shook me. It just shook me, and I jumped. I got up, and when I got up, there was just white smoke all throughout the whole apartment where we were living in. So I jumped up because the baby was in the crib, and my husband was in the bed next to me sleeping, and I'm jumping up, and I ran in the kitchen, and what happened was, we both fell asleep. The pot that we were planning to make soup with, it was totally burnt to a crisp. And so white smoke was everywhere. And I ran back in the room immediately. And I woke my husband up. And I'm like, why did you tell me to get up? And you see what's going on. Why didn't you just get up and wake me up and grab the baby? And meanwhile, I'm grabbing the baby. And he's looking around because he's just coming out of his sleep. And he didn't respond, and I grabbed the baby. We opened the door. We raised, you know, like, and I ran out with the baby, and he came out. And, of course, you know, finally, you know, there was no smoke detector, didn't go off anything. And he was raising up all the windows and everything, and we're standing in the hall, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. I thank God for that, because the smoke was all over the house, and I said to my husband, I said, honey, why did you tell me to get up, and you went back to sleep knowing the smoke was throughout the whole house? And hallelujah, thank you, Father, glory be to your name, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Father. And my husband said, I didn't wake you up, baby. I didn't tell you to get up. I would have woke you up, and I would have grabbed the baby, and we would have been out. I wouldn't have, you know, just said get up and have you, you know, run in the kitchen and take care of everything. He said, I would have taken care of that. And so I said, well, if you didn't shake me and tell me to get up, then who did? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I love you. You are awesome, God. You are awesome. Words sometimes can't even express the love that I have for you. I just love you, Father. I love you, Father God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you. I thank you for your heavenly host. I thank you. I thank you. And so we got out of there, to God be the glory, and it was nothing we could have done. It was nothing, you know, that we were able to do other than just grab the baby. I grabbed her out the crib and run out of the house, and God revealed himself in a great and mighty way in that, you know, and it's just awesome. Sometimes we just, you know, either we don't remember or we just take it for granted. how God is so good, so good, so good. And that's one of my testimonies, and as I'm in the flow of the testimonies, and there was so much more in between there. But then I think of when I had my other daughter. Hallelujah, 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 glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I remember we were walking, because when I had my first daughter, I kind of, because she was my first, I kind of over ate and was thinking at the time that was the way to be, like just eating because I wanted to be healthy. And I said, well, this time I'm going to do a lot of walking and I don't want to be overweight, you know, having my second daughter. But anyway, we were walking around, my husband and I, and then I felt like as if I needed to go to the doctor, because I felt like as if, you know, the baby was ready to come, and I was due, actually. So I said, rather than, you know, having to rush, let's just be in the vicinity and, you know, have just walk around a little bit, and then we'll just walk on to the hospital. And so we went and had pizza. I said, okay, I wanted some pizza. You know, I had a craving. And so I had the pizza, and then I said, okay, you know, let's walk to the hospital. And we did that. So I went to the hospital, and then, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Then when I got there, my doctor, you know, well, it wasn't actually my doctor who was seeing me throughout, but the doctor that was there at the time gave me a sonogram, and so we got the sonogram and just picture the baby and everything was fine. And so then, you know, they prepped me. I got in a room and they prepped me to prepare me to, you know, get ready to go into labor. And next thing I know, I heard the voice of the Lord, an angel, say, get on your knees and pray. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is, I'm about to get ready to go into labor here. And I had like an IV in at the time, and they had just put pit in me, which is something to induce, you know, like to, and not necessarily, it doesn't induce the labor, it just, it does kind of do that. It just, you know, prepares the uterus to contract. And so I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, these two, you know, these tubes all on me, and I'm hearing the Holy Spirit, I'm hearing the angels say, you better pray, you better pray. And okay, so all of a sudden, I'm on my knees in the labor room praying, and I'm praying, and I'm praying. And I just, in my prayer, I was like praying. Then I started praying fervently, you know, and I'm praying like harder than I felt I should, or at least I thought I should have been praying at the time. And I was like, why am I praying so hard all of a sudden? So I was praying and shaking. And then after that, I said, okay. And then I heard, okay. And so I stopped praying. And as soon as I stopped praying, I lay back in the bed. And then the doctor came in and said, we're checking you. And when she checked me, she immediately screamed, stat. And I'm like, what is going on? And so she said, stat, the cord is a wrapped around the baby's neck. And, you know, it was like, we have to get the baby out now. I'm like, oh my God, Lord, what is going on? And it was like a movie as they wheeled me, I was seeing the lights as they rushed me down the hall. Meanwhile, mind you, I did not go in for this. I went in to deliver naturally, and I was not prepared at all for what was about to take place. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 At that very moment, you know, we were just like in, it was just like disarray. It just was a whole totally different scene from the peaceful scene to the scene that was happening. You know, meanwhile, I'm concerned with the baby, and at the time, actually, my husband was not in the room when all of this was going on. And so they ran us into the they rolled us into the room and delivered the baby via C-section, you know, but it was so, you know, it happened so fast that actually I was seeing everything that was going on while it was happening, from them opening me up to the whole scene. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God brought us through. I mean, God brought us through. It was just a matter of seconds that they had to get the baby out. It was just a matter of seconds. And that, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When God speaks, we have to listen. We have to listen and be obedient. I mean, even though it seems strange, you know, it seemed strange to me at the time to be getting on my knees when I was being prepped to go into labor, because at that time my mindset just didn't really, it didn't really make that much sense for me to do that. But I just said, well, if I'm hearing God say pray, then I better pray, you know, and I'm hearing the angels say pray, I better pray. And people, I remember they were, you know, you could hear even in your prayers people moving back and forth, and I and stopping and looking, and to them it probably seemed so unnatural for me to be on my knees in the bed on my knees, like in that position, praying so hard with these tubes. But I was praying, and if it wasn't for the grace of God, who knows where we would be? Because, you know, even with that, they said we had lost so much blood because of the everything that took place. But God brought us through. God brought us through. And thank God for allowing us to be living joyful testimonies. You know, we are to be living joyful testimonies, and I am joyful, and I am thankful, and I love the Lord. And that's just one of so many testimonies of the goodness of God, of how God is an awesome God. God is a loving God. God sends his ministering angels to us. God's hand moves in our situation. Jesus Christ hears our cry and our call, you know, and our prayers, and he's there for us. We need to know that. We need to share of the goodness of God and not take it for granted. Sometimes when it happens, sometimes we can take it for granted, you know, because it happens and time goes by, and we may forget or just, you know, put it up on a shelf. But God is a mighty, miraculous, wonder working God. And I thank God, you know, for where he's even brought me from. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. And just the little things and the big things that happen in your life, you to share them. You're to share them. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Prayers are so powerful. Prayers are powerful. Prayers are so powerful. Continue to pray to God. Continue to seek him in prayer. Never stop praying. Never, never stop praying. Never think that you have so much in control that you don't need to pray. Never think that you already got it down to a science that you don't need to pray. Always be in a position of thanks, always in a position of praise, always in a position of prayer, always in a position to receive of God's goodness, and always in a position to hear. I just wanted to share that with you, and even in this hour, because God is great, you know, and this so much more I want to share with you. and of God's goodness, of his love, of the different miracles and times in my life where it was only God. It was only God. It was only Father God, you know, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. It wasn't by my power, my might. It was by the Holy Spirit. And it's by the Holy Spirit that each and every one of us is here, and we're here for a purpose, and that purpose is to share of the goodness of God in our life and to feed the sheep with our testimony. To feed the sheep with our testimony. You know, we don't have a testimony to keep to ourselves. You know, that was God revealing himself in a mighty way unto me. You know, and it's for me to share of the goodness of God. And I've shared it with others, but I wanted to share it with the listeners out there, you know, so they'll know, you know, that God is a living God, a mighty and powerful God, a loving God, a faithful God, you know, and we are not to lean unto our own understanding, but just trust in him in each and every situation. Just trust in the Lord. And I just thank him. I just thank him even right now. And I wanted to share something that the Holy Spirit led me to write. And it says, what lesson can you learn from this? What idea can be squeezed into existence? What song can you write? What words will you recite to make the night seem like a passing flight into the new day, a better way of no dismay? In all things, see and rejoice. In all things, see and rejoice. See and rejoice, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Remember, we made the choice before we arrived. We know. Now you need to decide to press through our circumstances and move in our divinity. Hallelujah. Move in your divinity. Press, press, press. And move in your divinity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The hour is now. This is the hour. Thank you, Jesus. As you anoint yourselves, no hurt, harm, or danger shall come to you or your family. A wall of fire, a hedge of protection, and, oh yes, the prosperity and direction and the finances is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Move in your divinity. We got to move in our divinity. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Renew your mind. re-embrace the Lord and renew your mind. And I just thank God even right now. So Matthew 7, which is ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Matthew 18, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer is so powerful. Stay in a position always of prayer, you know. And when someone asks you to pray for them, don't say, okay, give me your name, and, you know, when I get where I'm going, I'll pray for you. If someone asks for prayer, you pray right there. You pray right there. You don't wait till you get somewhere comfortable. You don't wait till you have time. You had time to hear them ask you to pray for them, then you have time to pray. You know, it doesn't have to be a wordy prayer. It's where two or more gather together, you know, Father God says, you know, that he'll be there. So if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So when someone says, can you pray for me? Pray right there. Pray. Not later. Pray right then. Pray right then and now. You know, touch and agree right then and now in prayer, believing. Isaiah 65 says, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. You know, so when you're called to pray, pray right then and there. Don't wait for your convenience. Don't wait. Do it for them right then and there. You know, and to God be the glory in that. I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to share that those testimonies with you of the goodness of God. And I just thank God, you know, for testimonies. I thank God for allowing me the opportunity to share those testimonies. And then I want to just share some more of them with you. I'm just thinking of so many, and I'm just, you know, wondering which one to begin with. I remember, you know, my stepdaughter, you know, she was in a situation and where she was, you know, going to be sent away for a period of time because of some situation that she had gotten herself into. And I remember my husband at the time, you know, we went through some things, but he came to the prophet, and he came with a seed because he was concerned with what was going to be the outcome of his daughter. And I remember he got a prophetic word, and he held on to the prophetic word. He didn't really share the prophetic word with me, but I, you know, he got it. And but I was there in the court with my daughter, my other daughter, my stepdaughter. And, you know, I took her into the ladies' room, and I asked her what did she want the outcome to be of this situation that she was going through. And she cried unto me, and she told me, and I took some oil and we prayed in the ladies' room. And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And we left the ladies' room believing God, that God was going to answer the prayer. And she did not have to do, to God be the glory, the time that she was going to have to do, because she was innocent, number one. And number one was because we prayed. Let me go back. Because we prayed, number one. And number two, you know, we believed. And three, she was innocent, and God was in the midst of it. And so she did have to go, you know, away for a while, but it wasn't like everyone else. You know, everyone else had to do some time. But, you know, she didn't. To God be the glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it was a miracle. It was a miracle because of the situation. And I'll go into detail at a later time if necessary. But the bottom line and the top line of this testimony is God's hand moved even in that situation in her midst. And she needed to see the power of God. She needed to see the living God and the truth of God and who God is in her life, you know, and God moved in a great and mighty way, you know, in her situation. And in all our situations, we tend to take it for granted. But it was not by power or might, but it was by the Holy Spirit moving. And I just wanted to share that, you know, God is an awesome God. And I thank God. I thank God. And I thank God. Continue to pray. You know, the Holy Spirit is saying pray. Pray, 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 pray. You know, when you pray, God is already there. God is already, it's before you call. God even said it. I will answer. While you are yet speaking, I will hear. I will hear. It's a faith walk. So always stay in a position, again, I say, of praise, of thanks, prayer, you know, being able to receive, to hear, to listen, to that still voice. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father. I thank you. And I want to read a scripture right now. And we can go to John chapter 5. And when you get your Bibles, you can read it with me. In John chapter 5, First John chapter 5, okay? And it reads, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Thank you, Jesus. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. And I'll read on. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. And that was John, 1 John, Chapter 5, And that was verse 1 all the way to 21 I was reading. Read it again. Read it again. Read it again and again. You know, because it gives you guidance, and it lets you know how prayer is so powerful in believing and in the assurance of salvation. Thank you, Jesus, the love of God, and believing in His Word and believing in His Son. And I just wanted to share that with you, you know, in this hour. To God be the glory. And I thank everyone for listening in and those who will be calling in. You know, I thank God for everything. I thank God, and to God be the glory. To God alone is the glory. And I just thank Him. And I'm going to just share this song, and I'll be right back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, actually, what I'm going to do now is I'm back already. I said I would need it some time, but I actually don't need to do that. I am going to go to Matthew, and I'm going to read Matthew chapter 26, if you can turn to that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's going to be verse 36. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away, and again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And I read that for you. The Holy Spirit led me to read that because even Jesus said, watch and pray, and so that you don't enter into temptation, you know. So, I mean, even with that, that lets you know where to watch and to pray in all things. I thank you for listening in. I thank God for the opportunity to speak to you again, to share my testimonies, and I look forward to talking with you again. Remember, to God be the glory. I thank everyone in the chat room. May God bring a healing in your situation. I'm seeing God healing. I'm seeing God moving in the area of healing in the body. And I thank God right now for the healing coming forth, even in the emotions. To God be the glory. I look forward to talking with you again on the next show. And myself, and of course, you know, the greatest love of all is Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I thank you and I bless you. I praise the Father God, and I give him all honor, praise, and glory. And until the next time, be blessed. God bless.